Today on Building the Bakken.
People, when I first moved here, they're going, North Dakota, is that where Mount Rushmore is?
The other stuff, of course, the common stuff, ethanol, terrible idea in my opinion. It put the pressure on ag. Corn's going to ethanol instead of food and instead of feed for cattle. Caused the price of corn and feed corn to go up, caused the price of beef to go up.
Very difficult to build new pipeline infrastructure over to the East Coast. Very difficult to build pipeline structure over to the West Coast.
In our business, we sell our barrels sometimes at the lease line, sometimes at the transshipment point. Marathon as an entity does not own rail cars, nor do we lease rail cars for any of our production today.
We used to think currently of being able to recover about 10% of the resource in place. Now, I think we're all three thinking 20% or better. And I think 10 years from now, it might be up to 40%.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
With that, I bring in Senator Thune from Washington, D.C., Senator of South Dakota. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Jason. Good to be with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7. No shower, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. Building the Bakken is a news magazine program focusing on the business and lifestyle of the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to being the host of Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured writer for a variety of publications across the Upper Midwest and within the energy industry. I'd like to invite you folks to pick up a copy of the Bakken Breakout Magazine, distributed and published by the Bismarck Tribune, for my latest article on the relationship between ag and energy. And one more I'd like to mention is in the Dickinson Press's oil publication, The Drill, ND or Bust. Pick up a copy of The Drill, an oil publication put out by the Dickinson Press, and read our feature story, ND or Bust. For more articles and feature stories, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio and Building the Bakken Print, we also have a Building the Bakken Podcast feature here as well. Invite you folks to download iTunes and access Building the Bakken. Past shows and podcasts are available through iTunes. That's the Building the Bakken Podcast, available on iTunes. And one last thing I'd like to mention, and that is the Building the Bakken newsletter. Our newsletter is only once a week with pre-qualified and edited information for those interested in the business of the Bakken. Building the Bakken is a news magazine program that focuses on educating and informing about the lifestyle and the business of the Bakken oil field. This program would not be possible without our sponsors. We'd like to thank MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions, Montana Rig Mat, Better Mats, Better Prices, Montana Rig Mat, and the Rocky Mountain Energy and Infrastructure Summit, happening August 21st through the 23rd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We'd like to thank those sponsors once again here on Building the Bakken. And for more information on any one of our sponsors, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Once again, that's MBI Energy Services, Montana Rig Mat, and the Rocky Mountain Energy and Infrastructure Summit, happening August 21st through the 23rd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In this segment, Bakken Energy, We talk with Lee Tillman, President and CEO of Marathon Oil.
I'm not sure I can assign a grade, but what I will tell you is I see great focus in this area. I think between the individual producers that are taking action, between the industry associations, including the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and certainly the resolve that I see at the state political level to ensure that the right funds are flowing to address these, you know, very critical infrastructure. You know, with growth comes a lot of challenges. You know, it's a double-edged sword. And we have to look at that and recognize that we are stressing some of the infrastructure that existed in western North Dakota. We're working that hard. I mean, we've got another, you know, summer season coming up where we've got some great projects that are going to be underway, particularly on the road construction side. But I think we just have to continue to fund those projects and take the long-term view. We're not going to create the success overnight, but we have to be resolute in our view that we're going to make a difference there and really build out that infrastructure to support this outstanding growth that we've experienced in western North Dakota.
When you said we have some projects underway, you mean like Marathon?
Well, I mean in general. I mean, I think the state is supporting some pretty material infrastructure upgrades. I mentioned in my remarks we've certainly taken a look at individual projects where we can make a difference. The hospital in Dickinson, I think, is a fantastic example. And that aligns very much with our philanthropic goals, which are typically wrapped around education and health services and social programs. So it fits very well with our philanthropic goals as well. Yes, sir.
Where's Marathon with the consortium offer for the offshore Montenegro exploration licenses? Have you heard back from the government?
Well, I think just maybe for others in the room, Marathon is participating in the first offshore bid round in Montenegro. Because of course, the commercial sensitivities, what I would tell you is that process is moving ahead. You know, bids have been submitted. There's been, of course, some feedback out in the press as well in terms of the folks that have made it into kind of the next round of consideration. I'm pleased that Marathon, in conjunction with our partner OMB, is part of that group that has moved to the next phase.
So you're in second round.
Yeah, well, we're in the second phase of consideration.
Pellet form cellulosic materials. I guess one question would be, and I can't remember if it was Marathon that partnered with Weyerhaeuser to take a look at some of the potentials for cellulosic and biofuels and so forth. And do you see this substitution potentially taking place in the U.S. like Europe?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think, you know, the fundamental aspect of this is any energy source needs to compete on its own merits. The concept of subsidies and support, that's just not sustainable. And whether it's in Europe or it's here in the U.S., where we suffer from some of the same malady here, when you look at some of the support being thrown at alternative fuels, the bottom line is we're not an either-or company. We think we need all sources of energy, whether that be renewable energy, fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas. We need all energy forms in order to meet the growing demand, and it is a growing demand for the planet for reliable, affordable, and safe energy. So that's a given. But what I don't think we should be doing, not at least the government should be doing, is picking winners and losers in this space and interjecting themselves in the competitive market. Let the competition sort it out. And then the best energy sources will rise to the top in that scenario. So I think a little bit of that is artificial, and it's an artifact of the regulations that have been put in place there. It's no different than what we might be facing here in the U.S. if we're unable to step outside the confines of this crude export question. If we create an artificial captive market, that's not good for the economy, and it's not good for the global economy either. I mean, you have to get out there and compete. I mean, that's what the country was founded on, is free trade and competition. So let the energy sources compete freely.
And that was Lee Tillman, President and CEO of Marathon Oil. To listen to the full-length interview or other Bakken Energy features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com.
I keep a tiny little picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. And someday